Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
Welcome to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our listeners with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more purposeful, powerful, and positive in their impact and their leadership. This is your host, Emerald Greenforest, and today we welcome our special guest, Art Geiser. Infamous for his innate sense of fun, his mischievous way of training, and his lighthearted approach, your days, or today, actually, with Art will be full of light, joy, and a lot of laughter. Art is known for his ability to make complex matters simple and easy to understand. He has over 33 years of experience and study of NLP, science, psychic development, and energetic and spiritual healing, and has studied with all of the major developers of NLP. He was in the first NLP and health workshop in 1985 and has completed multiple health certification programs and works with clients and leads workshops all over the world. And I know Art from meeting him in person and having a lovely dinner and talking with him about his own signature program called Energetic NLP. So I am super grateful to have you here with us today. Welcome, Art.
Well, thank you for that wonderful introduction. And it was a great dinner, so I know this will be a great conversation.
I'm sure it will. So Men on Purpose, Art, in my mind, are clear about knowing what it is that they want to change or create in the world. So you created Energetic NLP. I would like to hear from you what you did in your own life to get clear and then to move from clarity into creation.
Well, I think there's been a series of them. The first major one is I was a very adventuresome when I was young. I mean, now lots of people go to Europe, but when I was young, it wasn't common. I bought a one-way ticket. I didn't even know how I was going to get home. I had a pack, a sleeping bag, had no idea what was going to happen once I got off the plane. And that was the kind of person I was. And I came back. It was during the Vietnam War. I finished school or I would have been sent to Vietnam. And since I wouldn't have gone, that would have been a lot of trouble. And ended up, I had a degree in biology and I graduated and I thought, well, I might as well use it because I did like biology. And I ended up managing a research lab for 11 years. And it was great work. We were investigating the effects of estrogen and progesterone on the tissues of a woman's body. So, I mean, it was important work and I didn't belong there. And I knew I didn't belong there. And I'm one of those people that I'm not as motivated to get away from something as to get to something, which is great, except for when you don't know what that is. And year after year, I'm staying in this job because nothing seems to be pulling me. And I'm beginning to think, what's wrong with me? Why can't I figure this out? And I'd always had this belief that something was just going to appear that was going to show me my life path. But as the years went on, I thought, well, you know, maybe I'm just kidding myself or in denial and really started to really doubt myself in a lot of different ways. And my life was great. I mean, I had true love. I had a lot of fun. But I was working this job that I didn't belong in. And I always say to people, I think that's fine if that's a choice. It's a totally legitimate choice. But I didn't want to be doing a job I didn't love. And so I went to a talk on intuition. And during a break, I walked outside and there was a bulletin board and I saw this flyer and it said neuro-linguistic programming. And when I read the words, it literally felt like a bolt of lightning went boom, right down my midline. And the scientist in me went, what was that? And the mystic in me was going, well, that was a sign. What do you think? And I'm having this kind of internal discussion. I go back in the room and they're selling a bunch of books. And for some reason, they have an NLP book, which had nothing to do with intuition. And I bought it and I went home and I'd always been fascinated by psychology, but it didn't seem necessarily true to me. It just felt really interesting. And I'm reading this book and all of a sudden, this is making sense. And some of these things were things I'd thought, a lot of things I'd never thought, but they made sense to me. But they were making all these extravagant claims about oh, we can cure phobia in one session. And, you know, the scientist in me was going, I'm having a little trouble with that. I ended up hearing about this NLP course that was taught by, people wouldn't know him so much nowadays, but Michael Lebeau was an early developer, but he retired back in 85, so most people don't know who he is anymore. And he was teaching a super advanced course. It was really expensive. I was going to have to take, you know, 6 or 7 vacation days off of work. And it was really expensive and everything else. I thought, I've just got to find out. I mean, I don't belong in this class, but the worst that will happen is I'll find out if it was real. And 5 minutes into it, I'm going, I'm in the right place. And then everything in my life changed from there.
Beautiful. Well, what I heard in there, Art, that I really just want to pull out and put on the table for our listeners is there was something in you already that was courageous. Like you said, you know, you came back from Europe and, you know, you did this adventure. And then, but if you had been, you know, not a student, you would have been called to go to Vietnam, but you wouldn't have done that. Like, so there was already this courage that was in you. Oh, yeah. And there was already this knowing of a destiny. So I want to talk about the courage to say yes to investing in yourself mm-hmm. for something that was expensive and unknown, and the courage to be willing to continue to look knowing that you weren't fitting where you were. So mm-hmm. can you talk a little bit about your own courage muscle and how you strengthen that and keep it strong and maybe some other things that you've done in your life where it really took some courage to do that?
For me personally, there's kind of two types of courage. One is like flying to Europe with no way to get home and everything. I mean, that I knew I'd be fine. I mean, that was one kind of courage. And this other kind of courage, which is more important to me, is when it's sort of like you can't not do it. Like a couple of times I've had to help people that were being mugged and stuff. And without going to the whole long story, and one of them, it was very risky, but it was like, I couldn't leave. I mean, I couldn't be who I am and let this guy be killed or hurt or whatever was going to happen. For me, in that second case, it's just sometimes it's like whatever I'm afraid of becomes unimportant. It isn't the point anymore.
It's almost when like, who am I going to be in spite of the fear is what I'm hearing there. Like, who am I going to be? Am I going to be true to myself in spite of the fear? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, or yes, and even go, it's like not even a question. It's like, I have to do this. You know, it's like, there's no choice to it. And it isn't about whether I'm scared or not.
Yeah.
So like when I quit my work to start my own practice, I wasn't necessarily confident that my practice would do well, but it's like I had to do my work.
I get it.
It wasn't about confidence, if you know what I mean. It was just about like, I've got to do this and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I love that. Well, and you know, you bring in the question about choice, right? Because I believe we all have choices and sometimes we choose to ignore our calling. Mm-hmm. And other times we know we can't ignore our calling. So right. I'd love to ask you about choosing and, you know, kind of what you, if you have any kind of process for yourself when you're faced with a choice, do you use energetic NLP to support you in finding the clarity to make the choice that is for your highest good? Can you talk a little bit about choice making?
Yeah, I that's something we work with a lot with in energetic NLP. And most people are aware now, well, almost everybody nowadays is aware that they have unconscious programming that can cause them to do habitual or inauthentic choices. It's not really their choice. Well, we also have energetic programming. Since we were in our mother's womb, we've been being programmed by our parents and other people. And most of the time, they don't know they're doing it, but they were programmed to program their kids. And one of the things that I found was a limitation of NLP in itself. It's a strength and a limitation. You assume that everything you feel, everything you think is being generated inside of you. Well, if you believe that we're absorbing energies from other people, and those energies have thoughts and emotions and programming, just because you're feeling something doesn't mean it's yours. Just because you're thinking something doesn't mean it's your thought. When I'm faced with a big decision, what I do and what I teach people in my programs to do is, number one, clear other people's energy and opinions and thoughts out of my space, which is actually, once you know how to do it, it's really easy. Also, clear out old emotional energy of my own. I look at, are there any beliefs, particularly if I go, is there any shoulds, have tos, must, oughts attached to this? And just look at the beliefs and kind of, and go, all right, are these really true? And examine the beliefs. And then I'll meditate and I'll ask for guidance from my inner wisdom and spirit. And lastly, if it's a really big decision, I'll run it past a few people I know who are very, very talented psychics and healers. And I don't necessarily do what they say, but I take it into consideration and then meditate again.
Yeah, beautiful. Nice. Thank you so much for giving those steps to our listeners. We're going to take a short break, Art, because we're already halfway through. So I want to thank all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We've already had thousands of downloads from all over the world. I want to shout out this week to our listeners in Colorado. I just feel like Colorado wants to get a high today. And thank you for tuning in. We will be right back with Art Geiser.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit TimeToMakeYourMark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's TimeToMakeYourMark.com or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
And we are back with Art Geiser, who is the creator and founder of Energetic NLP. You can find out more about Art at energeticnlp.com/emerald. And Art, why don't you tell our listeners what they're going to find when they get to that spot at energeticnlp.com/emerald.
Great. Oh, thank you. So there'll be three gifts for the listeners. One is a video that takes you through energetic NLP processes to open up to being helped more by spiritual forces and spiritual energies. And I use that as sort of a vague term because I like to make space for people of all kinds of different beliefs. So people can substitute whatever that means to them. So you watching that video and going through the processes will really open up people to more help. There's also another video that teaches people three energy processes that I think absolutely everybody needs to know. And the good news is they're simple. They don't even take long. You can do them in 5 minutes. And lastly, if people are really attracted to this kind of work, they can apply to have a Discover Your Miraculous Self session, either with me or with one or two of my very close associates, in which we'll go through where they are in their life, where they want to be. We'll look at what will it take to get there? What would stop them? And they'll get an energy reading. And we'll look at things like karma, spiritual contracts, and things that most people don't look at that could be inhibiting them, really creating a miraculous life.
Beautiful. I love that. I love the idea of creating a miraculous life. So listeners, if a miraculous life is up your alley, I highly recommend that you go to energeticnlp.com/emerald and check out Art's three gifts. So Art, I want to ask you a question now about creation because you co-created with spirit, with the infinite designer, your energetic NLP work. So can you talk a little bit about how that came to you and a little bit about your creative process? You know, do you have a system that you use when it's time for you to sit down and create, where you set a space for that? Or, you know, are you somebody where it comes in all at once and you just like have to get it out? Or talk a little bit about your creative process and specifically about the creation of energetic NLP.
My first answer is yes, because I do the different things you mentioned. But I love that you're calling it co-creation because we are so energetically and spiritually connected that when people go, I did it all myself, I try not to laugh nowadays. I mean, I want to validate their thinking. Like sometimes people go, well, did you think of that technique? And I'll go, well, it was in my mind. And so some things just appear. Other things, I really have to like clear my energy, similar to decision-making, clear my energy, look at, are there any beliefs or anything in the way, meditate, see what comes to me. I'm a big fan, like if I'm designing a program or a talk, of like really simple clustering or mind mapping. I don't have any interest in the company, but I use a software called Inspiration I love. And you can just get all these ideas out, and then you can make a visual diagram of them, turn it back into an outline. And I find that process where you just get everything that pops in your head out, and then go through it, edit it, change it. I find that really, really helpful. In terms of like creating energetic NLP, I had started studying energy work and healing a little bit before I'd even started studying NLP. But then because I was studying in Northern California and in San Francisco area, there were a lot of people into all kinds of alternative things. And they introduced me to my first psychic teacher who like in a weekend like blew our minds and opened up our abilities. But I was keeping it separate. I actually had a rule in my mind. I'd become an NLP trainer, and I thought it was cheating, like to read somebody's energy, or, you know, it was like in my mind, it was like cheating. And so I was developing my healing and psychic skills on one level and my more logical, intuitive NLP ones. And when I would mention people, I kept it separate. They'd always go, "You made up that rule. That's really stupid," which I actually thought it was too. So, and then I just began weaving them together, because what I found was NLP was incredible at certain things, and like anything, it had its gaps. Spiritual energetic work is incredible at certain things, but there's some things you really can't do that way that you can do with NLP. I started like dancing with people and weaving them in, and until finally I just out of that emerged a system that takes from all of them.
Hmm. Yeah, beautiful. What I'm hearing there is that you synthesized, you're a synthesizer, and you pulled, you married both parts of you and your gifts and your talents, as well as your, as well as the knowledge and the wisdom that you had gained. I love that. And I agree with you about synthesizing, how that's really important to be able to stop cutting yourself in half, right? And I did the exact same thing, Art, when I first. Funny, because you and I both share a similar background in terms of our business development journey. Mm-hmm. We were both in a mastermind group. And when I first got into that mastermind group, and you know, part of the work was learning how to have conversations with people on the phone to help them become clients, I made the same rule up for myself. I was like, oh, I really? Can't do that. Because I'm doing this. Yeah. And so you're not alone in making up the silly rules that make no sense and prevent us from bringing all of our gifts to the table. I got rid of that one for myself a while back too. So,
well, yeah. Part of what got me to stop doing that is I was teaching in Louisiana, NLP, and I had assumed that the group would be somewhat conservative, which wasn't true at all. I found out later. And it was at the end of a day, and we were working on beliefs that were inhibiting people's health. And this one woman, she was really blocked. She couldn't get what the beliefs are. And it was really running late. So I just thought, okay. And I just read her energy. And the message I got was that both of her parents had died of cancer. So she thought she was going to, but she wasn't. She was fine. Now I know this, but I'm not supposed to know it. So I finally thought, well, how do I get this out? And I went, well, you know, there's all kinds of beliefs people can have about health. My father died of a heart attack. And for a long time, I believed I would die young too, but I don't believe that anymore. And she goes, well, that's funny, because both of my parents died of cancer, and I've always believed I will too. And I thought, that was just too complicated. So I realized I need to be more out front with what I'm doing.
Yeah, direct, more direct. All right. Well, let me ask you then another question about, you know, your challenges. Maybe what are the things that challenge you now? Like, that was definitely a challenge for you. It was making things less energy efficient back then, right? So what do you have for challenges right now? Like, what are your top things that you're working on, Art? I love having our guys be vulnerable for the listeners, because when we put ourselves out there as being the people who have the tools, sometimes people think, oh, you know, they've got the tools, so they can't possibly relate. So I'd love to hear what challenge you have right now and the work that you're doing for yourself on that challenge.
my biggest business challenge at the moment is I do have somebody working with me part-time, but I don't have like a PA or a VA, and I'm just wasting not wasting, but I'm doing a lot of things I shouldn't be doing. So I just started the process of figuring out, you know, what I want, what kind of a person, you know, so I'm going through the logical part first of, okay, before I hire somebody, like learning a little bit about hiring, learning a little bit about what are their duties going to be? How do I find somebody that's a good match? So I've started getting coached by people on how to do that. So that's probably my biggest challenge right now, is doing too much myself. The other challenge for me that some of your listeners may relate to is I've always been, even though I was always had a very practical side to me and a very physical side to me, I played sports, and I am also kind of a little bit of a space cadet, in that I'm more interested in kind of the cosmic than the physical. So always a challenge for me to really embrace the things that seem more mundane that I might need to do, or or some of the practical steps, and really see those as part of my spiritual journey, as part of my expression as a spiritual being in a body.
All right. So I have basically one final question for you, Art, and that is, when you have come to the completion of a co-creation, and when you have overcome the challenges that you have along the way in the creation journey, what do you do to celebrate?
That's a really good question. So you made me realize I need to do it more, but I do try to at least take time to, so I finished a manual for this year-long training program. I was redoing the manual yesterday. So I did take some time when it was done, because I was starting to rush off and do the next thing. And I went, wait a minute, let's take a moment. I'm like, it's done, yay. I mean, sometimes I'll just kind of go, yippee, 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 or just something that gets the juices flowing. Or I don't really recommend this one. I don't drink much. Sometimes if I really had a good program, I might be on the flight back, I might have a scotch, because my dad hardly ever drank, but every now and then he'd have a scotch. So it sort of makes me feel grown up. That's only I haven't actually done that in a while. But so mostly it's just taking a moment and really embracing it, and doing some kind of little dance or yippee yippees or something to wire it in.
Yeah, to acknowledge that something has been successful. Yes, and that you've come to completion. Beautiful. Well,
the other part, I have certain friends that, most of my closest friends, I can talk about an accomplishment without them going into any kind of competition, or, you know, they'll just enjoy it with me. So that's nice. How I like to celebrate it too. It's just kind of like, oh wow, this was great, this is what happened. And, you know, and they're thrilled for me. And that's actually one of my favorite ways to celebrate.
Sharing the joy. Well, when we come to completion, we do want to share the joy, and we are at completion for today's show already. It goes very fast, but I want to thank you, Art, for being here on the show as a guest. I want to remind our listeners that you can find out more about Art and Energetic NLP at energeticnlp.com/emerald. And is there one final thing you'd like to share with our listeners before we end today, Art?
Yes, yeah, so that whoever they do it with, definitely investigate working with your own energy system. I see so many people who are blocked in life because they don't have what we call whole being permission. Their spirit, their soul, their conscious mind, their unconscious mind, and their body are not in alignment. So it's like they're trying to create different things at the same time. So either they don't get manifest or they fall apart. So I really want to urge people, learn about this whole dimension of reality. And it's one of the dirty little secrets of Silicon Valley, that some of the top business people, they work with energy. They don't want their stock price to go down, so they don't advertise it, but they use it. So I really want to urge anybody that this resonates with, find out more about this. It will open up possibilities in your life you never dreamed of, and it's available. Anybody can do it. It's a total natural human thing. That's my last thought.
Thank you. I love that. And that's true. It is a natural human thing. And we are evolving and expanding our understanding of how everything works together in a holistic way. So thank you for being one of the people on the forefront of that, Art. And thank you for being a man on purpose on the Men on Purpose podcast. Listeners, we love feedback. Please let us know what you thought of today's show, or send in questions or guest suggestions to listeners at menonpurposepodcast.com. we might even give you a shout out on the show. Thanks for tuning in. Keep your ears open. And remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on iTunes and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows that now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.